This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning, I'm Jennifer Lynn. Coming out of COVID, the city of Philadelphia has experienced high rates of homicides and shootings in its public spaces, including those managed by the Parks and Recreation Department. Nearly 2 weeks ago, bullets flew near Shepherd Rec Center in West Philly, injuring five people.
A barrage of bullets outside of a rec center where children were playing. Several people shot. Tonight, police continue to search for suspects as a neighborhood tries to heal.
Also this month, 16 shots were fired at a playground in East Mount Airy. One man was critically injured.
The 23-year-old victim was just playing basketball with a group of friends. That's when somebody came up on the court and fired some 19 shots.
Mayor Kenney announced a $10,000 reward for information leading to arrests for shootings near rec centers. And Philly officials have vowed to add patrol officers to watch over spaces where children play. I caught up with Parks and Rec Commissioner Catherine Ott Lovell to talk about safety concerns. We met last week at a ribbon-cutting ceremony at the newly remodeled playground at 33rd and Wallace in the city's Mantua neighborhood. Kids were enjoying popsicles and testing out the playground equipment. Lovell says her department creates joyful spaces that must remain safe.
It does go hand in hand, and as much as we want to create safe places for kids, and you know, as much as we talk about Parks and Recreation being the department of fun, the department of joy, the truth is that we are a city in crisis right now with more guns than bicycles, more guns than children. They're so accessible.
It's astonishing, but you remain positive.
I do think that by continually investing in great public spaces, that we remind people that these are places of refuge, places that should be sacred. Unfortunately, that hasn't been the case, not just this year, but over the last few years. You know, we do everything we can working with the police, working with the great local community groups to make sure we protect our spaces. But ultimately, we need individuals to make that decision, not to let that stuff happen here.
Patrolling. Is this something that has already been implemented?
Yeah, the police have been...
The increased patrolling.
Yeah, the police really have stepped up their patrolling of parks and rec centers and playgrounds over the last 3 years, really coming out of COVID when we were seeing this huge uptick in shootings at our sites.
Patrolling would be inside the rec centers, outside the rec centers as well.
Yeah, and also in the case of when there's a basketball tournament or even this summer at our pools, they're actually on the deck, or at a basketball tournament, they're actually posted at the site.
Do you have a feeling one way or another whether patrol officers would be most effective to keep the peace, or do you think neighborhoods would be better off getting community people to keep watch?
There's no question that a park that is more active is safer. Parks where there are community members who are vested in that space, helping to clean it up, helping to program it and activate it, we definitely see a difference in the kind of behavior that happens at a space when those groups are intimately involved.
Are you consulted about safety?
Oh, sure. We're involved in the city's weekly Roadmap for Safer Communities meetings. We are consistently sharing data with the police. When, God forbid, an incident happens at one of our centers, you know, we get the report almost immediately from the police. We share footage, if we have camera footage, with the police. We brainstorm about what we can do to identify the perpetrators or support the victims. Any kind of issue that exists in a community, we're pretty tied into the local police district, and they're really incredibly supportive.
There was a shooting near the Shepherd Rec Center. I mean, is there anything you can sense about people not wanting to return to that area and enjoy that beautiful space?
You know, I know the football team that plays there were really concerned about continuing their practices there. And, you know, a lot of the football programs that use our facilities practice in the early evening. We've had similar concerns expressed by other football coaches. But again, they've been working with the local police district to ensure that there's a patrol and a presence there. It's the last thing that we would want would be for programs to feel that they can't continue because of the violence. You know, when I think about the youth football programs, they're violence prevention. You know, they are working with some of the most vulnerable young people in our city, and football is a big part of the program, but it's really just a vehicle to get kids engaged in a positive organization that supports them with adult mentoring and educational opportunities and scholarship opportunities. We need them now more than ever.
I'm sure your job has changed as you've witnessed a lot of this and had to work with the situations at hand.
You know, there isn't a day that goes by that I don't think about how this position has changed me, you know, before I lay my head on the pillow at night. I have such a new perspective for the struggles of our city. We are an old city. We have been through a tremendous amount, and I honestly believe that, you know, we'll get through this as well.
This Wallace Playground looks fantastic. There are kids with basketballs, moving along on scooters. They're on the swings. When summer ends, Parks and Rec keeps going.
We don't close up shop in the fall. We'll have about 100 sites running after school programs that are critical for families who need a safe place for their kids to go after school. We always stay busy. There's always fun to be had.
I always appreciate your time talking about the fun things and now the sobering things. It's an important conversation, and thanks for having that with us today.
Thank you, Jennifer.